Hey guys, this is Hassam al-Najjar, and here's a little bit about
Froze the room when you walked in. Everybody stopped talking. Love the way that you move.
I'm 17 years old. I grew up in Amman, Jordan. We grew up in the modern part of Amman. It's actually not what everyone think it is. It's actually really nice. And we have cities. It's not all deserts. It's nice. I grew up in the modern side, but my relatives, like my grandma, they live in the ancient one. So I used to go there a lot. So that's why like I can connect with people from both sides. My family went to America on their honeymoon. My parents, they went to America. They got a visa for like 3 months and they stayed there for like 8 years. So basically my brothers, they were born there, but I wasn't born in America because they had to leave to Jordan. My brothers used to listen to only English songs. So that was like really cool. And for me growing up listening to English music, that made me really love, you know, music. And actually like the first memory I have of music is a song by Masari. It's called Real Love. That's the first memory I have for music. So I really got into it. I listened to a lot of English songs. Let's take it back for a while. I was 14. My family had to leave to America so they can work on my papers. So I had to stay here all by myself for 4 years. I was 14 years old. It was really hard for me, you know, at first. Because I didn't know how to deal with stuff. I had to pay my bills. I have to eat food. I have to make my own food. I had to clean up the house. So it was really pressuring for me. And I felt lonely. Yeah, I went through a lot, like depression, anxiety. My friend got me my first guitar over there. So he was like, just play with it. Just learn how to play guitar. And I opened up YouTube and I started learning by myself. I used to train like 9 hours a day. It really like kept me off of the problems I have. And like whenever I used to like grab the guitar, like I forget all my problems. I'm in another world, you know? People use to express their emotions by a lot of ways. Like people use violence. People use like crying or maybe writing about their problems or going to therapy. Music made me, you know, express my issues, and you know, it made me better. I'm really grateful. Like if music was a person, I would hug it. I would really hug it. It really helped me go through a lot. My friends and family, they were really supportive of me at first, and they still support me right now. So I'm really grateful for that. My brothers, like they thought I sucked at first, but they didn't tell me that. They told me that you sound great, you sound excellent. I think it was like 2 weeks ago. They told me that we thought you sucked, because we only told you sound good just so you can work on yourself, work harder, which I did. My family, like my parents, were really proud of me. You know, there's literally no one who knows how to play guitar in our family, like play an instrument. I posted my first video on TikTok. It was a cover for Fly Me to the Moon. It got like 1,000 views at like the first hour. And I slept and I woke up, it had like 250,000 views. It's like, what?
Fly me to the moon and let me play among the stars.
I was speechless for a while and I posted the second video. And it got 20,000 views. I was like, okay, like I'm still getting views. Like people starting to know me. Like, oh, I just posted it for fun. I didn't even want my friends to know. I didn't want anyone to know. But when I dropped the song, like the song was doing really good. It was 150,000 views on YouTube, which was crazy because I was aiming for 10. We opened Shazam and it was number one Shazam song globally. I think it's the first Arab song in 25 years that is global, you know? I was with really big names, The Weeknd, Justin Bieber, Post Malone, Drake, it's a journey. I'm still 17, which makes it really nice because I'm still young. I have a lot, like a really long journey ahead of me. So I can't wait. And I'm working right now every day, literally every day. From sunrise to sunset, bro, like literally. The message that I really want to send is nothing is impossible. I'm 17-year-old. I'm from Jordan. It's a really small country, and I've made this global hit, you know? And what I really want from all of this is to make Arab music a global thing. I know I lost my family, like they're not with me, but you know, music makes me feel less lonely. And to be actually making music right now, imagine you like wishing for the best job you could ever have and you really enjoy it. This is what I feel right now.